This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase, brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joints, smoother than smooth. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Chase McCabe is off today. It was an historical night, Friday night, as Nashville SC got it done, shutting out Miami 3-0 in the Eastern Conference play-in round, and they continue on today against Toronto FC. And boy, wish it was a little bit different, but the 3,500 fans, roughly, that were there on Friday. What a great crowd. And joining us now is a guy we always enjoy talking to, ESPN's soccer analyst, MLS analyst, Taylor Twellman, former player, is now with us. Taylor, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. By the way, you were not in Nashville, right? Were you doing it from the studio?
Yeah. So we, obviously with the pandemic and everything going on, we do everything from Connecticut. Both John Champion and I reside in Boston, so 2-hour drive, go down, do the game in a closet, and come back.
How has that adjustment been, that transition been this year doing that?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and really complain, because I feel fortunate that the players and technical staffs and owners have somehow put a product on the field. So, but is it different? Yeah. I mean, listen, even if I was in Nashville Friday night, those 3,500 fans that were there, I would have taken that energy and gotten energy from it. You don't get that. But on the other hand, I have a ton of experience doing games off monitor from, around the world that we broadcast here, right? Whether we do Euro qualifiers, World Cup qualifiers, sometimes we do U.S. games, from Connecticut instead of flying over there. So it's not my first rodeo. Hear those fans in Nashville, we saw it over the weekend in Orlando City and in Kansas City. It just is a reminder of what we're missing, and I can't wait to get that back.
Yeah, look, we're all there with you. In fact, I remember that show. Willie, if you remember, we were on Demumbrian, and I think we were at Tin Roof, and we had Taylor on right before that game against Atlanta United, the first ever MLS game in Nashville SC history, they had almost 60,000 at Nissan Stadium, and just where we are. That was back in, February? Little did we know what was just around the corner, Taylor.
It was actually leap year, which is my birthday, and I was in L.A. prepping for the opener of LAFC versus Inter Miami. I was walking outside.
That's right.
Breakfast. That feels like 14 years ago.
it certainly does. That is a good memory. And, by the way, you are absolutely correct, and you're right. It does feel like a long, long time ago. Let me just start real quick, because I think I told you this back when we've talked to you in the past. Look, we are not the experts. We're learning. We're a new market, and we're those guys that are trying. We're learning. We're not the experts. That's why we have you on. You brought up Euros and the other leagues around the world. Just for people who are like us, who are trying to learn, how different, or is it different, when you watch the MLS product and you watch the other leagues around the world? Is there a lot of similarities, or is it a completely different product?
Oh, no. The game's universal around the world. There's a reason why it's the number one sport around the world, because everyone plays it, right? So, but there's different nuances. There's different beliefs. There's different ways to express, how you want to play the sport. Whether you're in Italy, whether you're in England, Germany, or whatnot. So, I mean, heck, guys, you can have two leagues in England and they'd be completely different, right? So I would say this. The league has grown exponentially over the last 5-6 years because of the influx of a higher level, more expensive player in this league that has helped the league grow a lot faster than many of us that played in this league 10, 12, 15 years ago didn't think would happen, right? So that's the one way I would describe it. Is Major League Soccer on the level of the Premier League or the Bundesliga? No. But is it as far away as I hear some people say? No, it's not. And so with everything, you gotta let it grow. The problem here in America is we want it tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We want it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the harder thing about that is a lot of these leagues have, you know, over 100 years of history where Major League Soccer is in its 25th year. So the growth has been much faster. Who knows what that means post-pandemic? I don't know that answer. You guys don't know that answer. But it's a better product than many people give it credit for.
When you've watched Nashville SC this season, through your soccer eyes, what do you see?
I see a team that's exceeded expectations from the outside. I see a team that has real belief. I see a manager that has pushed all the right buttons to get a team that many of us on the outside thought would take maybe a little bit longer to get going. I don't think they embrace their identity as well as they should. You know, Gary Smith is a very good manager of building a team and building a foundation from back to front. And they've done that. Guys, they only scored 10 goals from open play this year. So it's not as if they're the most expansive team. And yet, when you watch them over the last 6-7 weeks going into it, the confidence is there. Look at the goals they scored against Miami. Some of the best goals you'll see in this entire playoff run. This is a team that believes in itself. They built it the right way in going to get the Walker Zimmermans and the Dax McCartys and Adebayo Godoys and Joe Willises of the world. And it's a good team. It's a much better team, like I said, than many of us thought. And they've got every opportunity to give it to Toronto. Now, the difficult part for them is whether or not Godoy is going to be healthy, which I doubt he will be. So someone's going to have to step in there and fill that void. But this is a team that's very good defensively, great on set pieces, and oftentimes in these one-off games, that can be the difference.
Taylor, I'm glad you brought up Gary Smith. We've gotten to know him a little bit, and, man, he is great for this community, this market, for people like us to talk to. He doesn't talk down to you. He's a great guy to deal with. But at the time, you know, the USL, you don't know, is he going to translate? Is he going to slide over with them whenever? Because MLS happened quickly. And was that a move that surprised people, or did that is a move that make it made sense to us? But what about the soccer experts? Did they think Gary Smith was going to be the guy leading them into MLS play?
I don't know if we thought he would. I mean, I think we're understating Gary Smith's previous run with Colorado, winning an MLS Cup, but that league is so different than the league now, right? So when he was hired, it was very understated. I think a lot of people are like, oh, okay. And I don't think that was fair to Gary Smith, because I think, as anything, coaching's a craft, and you can grow and you can evolve, and I've seen that with Gary. And I think he's embraced that learning part and that learning curve. Now, listen, Ingram and the ownership group absolutely wanted to do this very pragmatically and wanted to use the USL. They hired Mike Jacobs, who's done a wonderful job of building this roster. But was it headline stuff the way Atlanta did or LAFC? No, but that doesn't mean it's not successful. And that's the hard one, I think, from my point of view. It's like it's almost like they're defending what they're doing, and I don't think they need to. You made the playoffs. You're on the up and up. You've built a foundation for year one to year two to year three growth. Why not embrace it? But it's almost like they're having to defend what they did, and I just don't think you have to do that. You have to embrace where you are and what you've done, and you've done so much so far, and you've got an opportunity to upset Toronto tonight. Anyone underestimating Nashville tonight is going to be surprised.
We're talking to Taylor Twellman. He is, of course, an ESPN soccer analyst. He was on the call for Nashville's first ever postseason win. Now, tonight, they try to pull the upset against Toronto. So, Taylor, you've led us right into it. Give us the key. I know you were talking about how they sort of had the upper hand with Miami's issues with the COVID. They could sort of take the game to Miami. But we have seen, as you mentioned before, the Gary Smith, they've had a good formula of trying to win the game 1-0, so to speak. Is that how they're going to have to try to go about it tonight? What's the gap between Nashville and Toronto on paper?
Well, on paper, it's apples to oranges. And anyone listening that takes offense to that, I'm sorry, that's just objective. There's no subjective point. You look at the amount of money that Toronto spends, the experienced players that they spend, all that. That's fine. What you can't measure, though, is where the group is collectively. And so just because you have the individual players, quite honestly, Miami individually may have a more talented team. If you ask Gary Smith right now, granted, Higuain and Gonzalez Pires didn't play. I understand that. But Pizarro, Matuidi, Will Trapp, you look at some of the guys that played, Figal, you're talking about some real quality players. So the best part about this game, the reason why I love this game, you can have the best player in the world, Messi, and never win a World Cup. So it's not like basketball where one player makes literally the difference.
Right.
And so Nashville tonight has to collectively be greater than their individual parts, which is more often the case with them. They don't give up a ton of goals, which is why I say to everyone, on paper you look at it and say, oh, Toronto could win this game 2-3-0. No, they're not going to. Unless there's a freaky situation of a red card of some sort, they're not. And Nashville's very, very good on set pieces. First in Major League Soccer, tied with Sporting Kansas City. And so I think you're going to get a real tight game, a difficult game. I think Toronto could get frustrated. If Toronto gets an early goal, then it's a very difficult situation for Nashville. But if this game gets to halftime, with Nashville with a lead or 0-0, that plays into Gary Smith's hands.
Taylor, what's the atmosphere been like for Toronto? When I travel with the Predators, we drive right by the soccer stadium, and from what I could see and what I've seen with the renderings of Nashville's stadium, they're going to build a similar type of facility. It's a great facility, but of course we know they haven't been able to play in Toronto. So what are we going to see tonight playing over at the UConn football stadium? What have they been able to do?
Yeah, it's,
it's not ideal,
it's
I know.
November 24, 2020, so hopefully there's better acoustics for some stadium. I have no idea.
Will they have fans? Have they been having a percentage of fans in the stadium?
Yeah, they have. They have. So I actually went to a game. I'm going to get the date wrong, so I'm not even going to do it. Early November, Toronto played Inter-Miami. I wanted to see it. There was probably 2,500, 3,000 people there. Maybe a little less because the weather was bad. But that, it's what a normal atmosphere is in 2020 is the best way to describe it. Will it be like Orlando City or Kansas City, what we saw over the weekend? Absolutely not.
Hmm. So do you think that helps Nashville's chances for the upset in any way?
No, because everyone's been playing in this similar type of situation, right? If it was like Orlando City was over the weekend, then I'm saying it's hostile. And because Orlando City, you talk to New York City, it felt like a real game, not during a pandemic. That place was loud. They had a ton of fans, right? So, no, I don't think it suits either one.
Last thing for you, Taylor. One thing you guys made note of, you had Gary Smith mic'd up during the game. And I noticed in some of your post-game commentary, you were talking about his style compared to other coaches out there. Very vocal during the game.
Very vocal. That was actually my partner, John Champion, did that. He only did that because he's an Englishman. Gary's an Englishman. And so I love when the English just love to talk about the English. So if I'm laying it on pretty thick here, if you can't catch my drift, I guess we can't catch my drift. I was being sarcastic. A lot of coaches are loud. A lot of coaches are vocal. Gary's accent is just very unique. And so John Champion, my partner's point was, you can pick out Gary from 60,000 fans in the stands because of that lovely accent that he has, and even the Dax McCartys of the world, I'm sure, have pretty good impersonations.
It's kind of fun. So you can tell in Nashville, this is still kind of new, just the uniqueness of an accent like that. It's still growing on us here, but it's kind of fun. You know there's soccer going on. We're getting the vibe here. This is great. Taylor, thank you for your insight. As always, you really helped set the table for this entire season, and of course this game, this very big game tonight. You never know.
No, you never know, and enjoy it. It's been a blast, and hopefully I'm in Nashville sooner rather than later at some point.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that'll be the case. Taylor Twellman is with ESPN, does a great job analyzing the MLS. Nashville SC against Toronto tonight up at the UConn football stadium. When we come back, we'll have more of the show here on Darren Donick and Chase. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.